I reckon Rosella is quite sexy because it's so versatile. You can make a Rosella jam. I make Rosella cordial, and it's actually rich on vitamin C as well, and it's actually got antioxidant in it. And then I make Rosella syrup, Rosella chutney, I've got Rosella tea.
So, Cecilia, tell me about this Rosella Festival and just what the concept is.
The idea about the festival is actually create awareness to the public out there. Some younger people or younger generation actually don't even know what a Rosella is. And yet it's so popular here in Queensland. It grows in the beautifully at Southeast Queensland at our farm. So what we would like to do is we want people to experience what's available at our farm, how we grow it, how we farm it. People doesn't even know how to cook Rosella. So we've got chefs like Matt Galinsky and Glenn Barrett. They're going to be using the Rosella and all the other produce from the farm into their menu. And we're going to have a Rosella sorbet made for us. And the list goes on.
Rosellas grow as a shrub up to 1.5 metres high with reddish leaves and yellow hibiscus-like flowers that develop into a distinctive dark red fruit. There are 2,500 Rosella plants on the Petersons farm at Woolooga. 16 of their 20 hectares is devoted to small crops.
And the beauty of it is, on the other side, I actually do a lot of value adding under the CC's kitchen. So 70% of the produce that goes into the bottles of jams and pickles and chutneys and syrup is actually grown at the Petersons farm. So and all the other ones are actually coming from nearby farms as well.
A talented cook, CC was born in the Philippines and had never heard of a Rosella before she met Greg Peterson at her market stall 4 years ago. He'd been farming them for decades.
I started growing them about 35 years ago, sent to the Brisbane markets and never made much money out of them until we moved up here to Gympie. Started growing gooseberries because they were growing wild on the property. Then started back on Rosellas. And the gooseberries is how I met my wife.
A market stall holder, CC needed gooseberries for jam. So friends put her in touch with a farmer.
So anyway, here comes Greg. He said to me, apparently you're chasing gooseberries. And I said, yes. And I think he gave me goosebumps.
Big yellow ones.
And then from then he started, oh, what about Rosellas? Have you ever had your Rosellas? I said, what's a Rosella? So he was my supplier and I'm the cook and everything just stemmed from there. And it's pretty much the marriage of the farmer and the cook.
Without going on television.
Can you make enough money out of this to sustain yourselves?
Yeah, we get by. Yeah, enough to keep you going. Won't become millionaires, but it's a happy environment. Work when you got to and rest when you want to.
We're pretty much what we call a gourmet farm. So we grow niche products like, of course, your Rosellas. We grow things like gem squash, which is South Africans love. We have cassavas. You can see the cassavas here at our stall at the moment. Gooseberries and all that, gourmet tomatoes, a lot of Asian vegetables, chilies, because we make a lot of chili sauces. So pretty much the way for us to be able to evolve in this kind of market, we've got to listen to the market. And because we're small farmers, we can pretty much do a shift in 6 months. If there's a demand for gem squash, well, what we'll do is we'll grow gem squash. And that's how we look after our land. We look after land by rotating as well. We give patch a break for a few months, put some oats or sorghum in it. We would like to keep living the way we are, so we've got to have to make a living somehow that we can keep farming. And the good thing is because of the value adding, as soon as you put it in a jar, it's got a better shelf life. We can put value in it instead of us depending on the market to give us a price. You can't even get Rosella jam in the supermarket.
How many will you harvest in a year, Greg Peterson?
We start picking in January till about the 1st of June. We've done 4.1 tonne so far. We should nudge the 5 tonne quite easily.
That's a whole lot of work involved in that.
It's a lot of love.